Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to our latest episode of GL Manny. And what we are presenting today is the next part of my Bauer Barbecue 2018 fanfic. Now, if you are a new listener, then you should know that what we're doing is doing an audio version of Guiding Light's Bauer Barbecue in 2018. Unfortunately, the show was canceled back in 2009, but we try and keep the magic going. If you want the text for this particular episode, you can find it on my blog, glmanny.wordpress.com. This particular episode is glmanny.wordpress.com/2019/08/01/bauer-barbecue-2018-episode-1-part-4-by-robin-sue-farm. You can see the spelling on this post, -2. So here we go. Oh, and I should say that this is set up to be as if it was an episode of the Barbecue. There's going to be scenes, and I particularly like how I break into this one. So here we go, scene 9. We see the Bauer's TV. A logo splash screen shows up. Happy 4th of July from WSPR. Kat smiles in welcome as her face fills the screen. It's hard to believe that another year has rolled around again, and it's once again Independence Day. This is the day each year we set aside the problems and disagreements of everyday life and rededicate ourselves to striving to reach the ideals of the founding of the nation and to extend the rights and freedoms wherever we can. As the poet Henry Holcomb Bennett said, we love our land for what she is and what she is to be. Here at WSPR, we take that idea of being proud of what we've accomplished while still striving to be the best. Cut to the editing booth where Ashley Wolf was sitting with a headset on next to another member of the crew. Ready, camera 2. She watched Kat turn her head and said, take camera 2. She scanned the control board in front of her and out into the studio. Kat continued, this is my first year here at WSPR, and I hope you'll agree that we've been improving things around here. Ashley made a noise. The worker beside her asked, nothing. And I'm sure you are just as proud to be from Springfield as I am. Ready, camera 1. Take camera 1. Tune in tonight for WSPR's full coverage of the Springfield Fireworks Show. I'm Kat Frazier. Happy Independence Day from WSPR. She held a smile. Fade to the holiday graphic, rejoining the network feed in 3, 2, 1. Thanks, Craig. Great job. The other man in the booth said, you too, took off his headset and handed over to the editing bay. On the set, Kat was unhooking her mic when Daisy came in. Hi, Kat. Where's Ashley? Kat was absorbed in her notes. She barely glanced up. Ashley's still in the control booth, I think. Kat picked up the microphone again. Ashley, are you still there? Ashley, now alone in the booth, rolled her eyes. She muttered, and just where did she think I had to have gone? Ashley pushed a button. Yes, boss, I'm here. You've got a guest. I'll send her up. She vaguely waved in the direction of the booth. Daisy's eyes got big, and she walked by with a really expression on her face. Without looking up again, Kat added, see you later at the barbecue. Daisy walked into the booth. Oh, my God. Did you hear her about improving things? Like you hadn't done her job better than she does. Kat has a different way of doing things, that's all. Ashley did the best she could to look busy. Then she stopped with a sigh. I thought it was kind of a kick in the teeth, too. You know, I really did think I was going to walk back job here after I graduated. Loyal friend she was, you kept the station running after Dinah was shot. Well, it was Vanessa's call. She could always change her mind. Yes, she could. Scene 10. The festivities are in full swing outside. Everyone is talking and laughing. Blake was standing near the gate out of the side yard. She was laughing at one of Brooke's jokes, and when Frank came over to casually drop his arm around her shoulders, Blake moved slightly, shrugging his arm off a little too brightly. She said, "I need a refill. Any of you guys?" And she headed off. Holly, who had stepped through the gate just in time to see the exchange, gave a worried look and came over to the group. "Hello, everyone." "Hey, it's Holly." Everyone began making a big fuss over her. It had been a couple years since she made it back for the big event. She and Ed had come back for a couple of family things, but they were in and out, so she hadn't seen many of her friends for a while, and a big fuss was being made. Finally, Rick came over and offered a kiss on the cheek. "It's great to see you, Holly." He looked around. "Where's Dad?" "He'll be around later. He had some errand to run, so he dropped me off." "An errand? On Power Barbecue Day?" "I know. He wouldn't say what it was, just that it wouldn't take long." "I guess that means I'm still overseeing the Bauer Burgers." Buzz stood to the side, puzzled. What was going on with Holly and Ed? Scene 11. Springfield Cemetery, Protestant section. Ed stands before the Bauer family plot. The camera slowly pans over the grave. Papa Bauer, Bert, and Bill, now reunited forever. Aunt Maida and even his older brother Mike were resting before him. "I'm sorry it's been so long, but I know Michelle and the kids have been taking care of you. Mom, Dad, Maida, Mike. Papa, I'm home." Commercial break. And that is the end of this section of the barbecue. And wasn't it awesome? This is one of my all-time best things I have think I've done in terms of writing it like an actual episode. I love this. We are going to see more of this fight continuing over the over WSPR and the control of the station between Daisy and Ashley and Kat and Bridget. It is going to get good, though not too much today. We are just kicking off a long-term story. And I hope you liked the editing room things. One thing that I really hated about how they ran things at the last year or so was when Ashley was running the station, she basically was running it from a laptop and company. And yeah, you might be able to do some kind of podcast that wasn't done too well that way, but you really need more than that to come up with a professional-looking TV show, which, ironically, the soap was proving with its every episode at the time. So that really bothered me, and that's why I put in the control booth again, and we started doing takes and all that editing room talk about ready camera one, take camera one, that kind of thing is what you actually say when you're in an editing booth. And not so you think I'm a big expert or anything, but I had taken a couple classes on editing, and that is how they were doing it. It's not how you do it. So this is how you do. And I hope you enjoyed all about tonight's barbecue and that you will be back soon after the commercial break for episode 1, part 5.